someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
We're starting tonight from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. If you're there, let's go. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Sweet Holy Spirit, we receive inspiration, we receive revelation, and we receive the power for action. In Jesus' name. You must change your belief system if you want to experience material wealth or material blessing. You must change your belief system. You must develop prosperity consciousness. It is one major characteristic of people who are prosperous in our world. They think that they are prosperous. It's very important. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus made a statement. He said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that what believes." Now, it's not to him that does anything, it's not to him that cries. To him that does what believes. The way the human spirit is designed, it operates by the force of faith. The power of faith. When the human heart believes or accepts something as reality, there is power that goes forth from the human spirit to organize circumstances, to influence the material world, to agree or align with the reality in the human spirit. That's why Jesus said in Mark 11:23, whoever will say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says will come to pass, he said he will have whatever he says. The force of the human spirit is unleashed through faith. All things are possible to him that believes. In Matthew 9, two blind men met Jesus. He said, have mercy on us. In Matthew 9:29, he said, according to your faith, so be it to you. And what those two men believed was that their eyes would be opened. And instantly, their eyes were opened. Now, listen, if you understand that, then probably our greatest quest should be to be able to get our hearts to that state of belief. Most people in our country believe that they are poor. That's the truth. I used to believe that I was poor. The proofs were there. Evidence that demanded a verdict. The proofs were there. When you have to wear a pair of shoes till even the cobbler can't do anything about those shoes anymore, what do you do? It wasn't always that way for my family. We were fairly okay. In fact, we kids were the champion kids in the town where we grew up, because my parents made sure they bought designer things. But then something went wrong. And then we tasted what we had not tasted before. earth food, you know. Some food is poverty food. They don't need to tell you are poor. You will know you are poor because of the kind of food you're eating. And then, so I understand. I understand what it's like for you to want to go somewhere, not have transport fare to go there, for you to, you know, take a stroll or jog. Like, my younger brother and I used to jog to church in the morning. And because we were Bible class teachers, we didn't want to go on the main road. Because church members who were going in taxi would see us walking on the road. And we were teaching faith, you know. So we took the back road. We jogged on the back road, right? And where we came out on the main road was not that far from church. I understand that. Like I tell people, I understand what it's like for you to squeeze every ounce out of a toothpaste tube. I mean, you squeeze it. You press everything systematically. Move everything upward towards the mouth of the tube. And by the time you squeeze everything, I know how to press the last ounce out. I know how to use the brush to scrape the inside of the tube. And then I know after having done all, to take a knife and cut the tube. I understand that. And then now scrape the remnant of the toothpaste in the tube. I understand that. But it is not according to your circumstances that it should be to you. It is according to your faith. What do you believe? You believe you are poor. You are poor. The force that comes from your spirit will control the material world around you to create poverty. You believe you are prosperous. That force will control and influence your material circumstances. In Mark chapter 5, Jesus was walking to the house of Jairus and he was distracted by the woman with the issue of blood, you know, who took her miracle without permission. And that's permitted in the economy of faith. And while he was taking her testimony, then somebody came from Jairus' house and said to Jairus, don't bother the master anymore. The girl is dead. And you know, that's the challenge with us human beings. We respond to the environment. We respond to things happening around us. We define ourselves by our material reality. We accept as the ultimate truth the circumstances of our lives. Once this man was told the girl is dead, his faith flew out of the window. He was going to become depressed. He was going to accept that as the ultimate truth. And instantly, Jesus, you know, stepped in. In Mark chapter 5, verse 36, instantly, as they said those words to him, Jesus just turned to him and said, don't be afraid. Only believe. This man was, he had faith. He was the one who came to call Jesus to come to his house. And then just because somebody said something that the situation got worse, his faith was about to disappear. And Jesus, I mean, even God will not be able to help someone who does not have faith. In other words, he can't help someone to create a situation that is contrary to the situation in the person's heart. That's it. So Jesus quickly stepped in and said, don't be afraid. Don't entertain fear. Don't entertain anxiety. And I'd like to ask you that tonight. What are the emotions that you feel with respect to money? Presently, given your financial situation or circumstances, the issue with your accommodation, the issue with your education, the issue, okay, with your finances, whatever it is, what do you feel right now about money? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it worry? I used to worry. I used to worry a lot about what was going to happen, what was not going to happen, if I was going to be able to afford to do this or not afford to do this. And what Jesus said to Jairus is what I say to you tonight. Don't be afraid. In this place tonight, let's run those negative emotions out of our lives. Only believe. Accept what God is saying as your reality. There's something called the fight of faith. And it's something that happens inside you. It is the conflict between the reality of your circumstances and the truth of what God is saying about your situation. And it's up to you to take what God has said and accept that as your reality, or to accept what your situation is saying. Like I said, I know what I am talking about. Around here, when people see someone who's prospering, they think it's because we're prospering, that's why we're talking the way we're talking. And you need to ask for probably the tapes that we preached 10 years ago, 13 years ago, 14 years ago, and listen to them. In fact, if you can find a message that I preached maybe 16, 17 years ago, and you will find out what I said then is what I'm saying now. And the way I said it then is the way I'm saying it now. Same conviction. I said it before I saw it. So, it's easy, I know. Somebody can be easily confused. Okay, it's because now he drives a fine car. Oh yeah, now he pastors a large church. Oh yes, now I mean. So he can say now that he is rich. I said it. When saying it made me sound like crazy. It made me sound like I was crazy. I said it when it didn't make sense to say it. I told people, even when I was jobless, that I was not a local champion and they should watch out for me. I said I was going to the world. When traveling between two towns was not easy. I said I was going to the world. In the days when my pastor, who was wealthier than the rest of us, in the church or in the fellowship, rode a motorcycle. A lecturer in a higher institution was riding on a motorbike. I remember the day I went to represent him at a function. I want to speak on his behalf. And he wasn't going anymore, said I should go represent him. Was at a university campus. And I couldn't ride the motorbike. So the other young man, my friend, who could ride the motorbike, drove the motorbike and I climbed behind him. And on the way, the motorbike just shut down while we were in motion. It just stopped walking, just went off. I pushed it down. Somehow, by the grace of God, the motorbike came back to life. We jumped on it, rode to that place. When we got outside, it was already getting dark, it was a Sunday evening. My friend just revved that motorbike because he knew how my pastor used to ride it. He revved the motorbike. As he revved the motorbike, the students in the hall shouted, "Hallelujah!" In other words, that motorbike was a brand identity, you understand? It was part of my pastor's branding. You see, this issue of believing contrary to your circumstances is an exciting thing. I learned it from my pastor. Because then, even while he was riding on a motorbike, he was bragging, you know, on faith, saying that our church was not a mushroom church, it was a mushroom church. And he said he was going to the world. And right before our eyes, what he said was coming to pass. Tonight, it's your turn. It's your choice. You can look at the circumstances in this country. You can look at your background. Look at the capability of your parents. Look at your educational qualification or the circumstances of your life and define yourself by what has happened in your life until now. Or you can choose to believe. Somebody say with me one more time, I am not poor. Once the belief in my heart began to change, then the words of my mouth also began to change. And somehow, all the excuses that I gave before or that I could have given began to dissolve. Oh, it's because the national economy is not good. Oh, it's because I don't know someone. Oh, it's because all those becauses disappeared. I just realized that to me there was no reason in the world and there was not going to be any excuse in the world why I was not going to prosper. At a point, I began to, you know, apply a Yoruba proverb, you know, one of our proverbs in Nigeria, that says if you pound yam in leaves and prepare soup in groundnut shells, as small as they are, that the person who will be satisfied will be satisfied. And I said, fantastic. If they pound Nigeria's yam in leaves and prepare its soup in groundnut shells, I will be satisfied. Well, it's working for me. It will work for you. So, what do you believe? I am poor or I am rich? There's this other thing that people believe around here. I need money to make money. It's a dangerous belief. It's dangerous. From our discussion, you would have seen that wealth extends well beyond cash. You don't need only money to make money. Once you tie that to your brain, you're stranded. Because as long as you don't have money, you will not be able to make money. Yet, some of the people who make the largest amounts of money in town are people who don't start with money. There are many millionaires in this country and around the world right now who started with nothing. But they had spiritual wealth. They had ideas. And they had belief. I deserve to be wealthy. I don't deserve to be wealthy. What do you believe? Some people don't believe that they deserve to be wealthy. They believe that other people do. But they don't feel that they deserve to be wealthy. In fact, if it ever happens by chance, oh my God, that would be the ninth wonder of the world. Listen to me. God is no respecter of persons. He created you as valuable as anybody else on this planet. And if anybody deserves to be prosperous, you deserve to be prosperous. See, it's even easier for us as Christians because you can never qualify. But the truth is, Jesus qualified on your behalf. So if Jesus deserves to be prosperous, you deserve to be prosperous. The right that Jesus has to walk into the Father's presence is the right that you have. Where he sits is where you sit, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Let's take this other one. Money is bad or money is good. Which do you believe? Don't tell me what you think you should say. What do you really believe? You know, know, the truth is money is neutral. It just takes on the character of the person who holds it. Somebody takes 100,000 naira, gives it to an orphanage. The other one takes 100,000 naira and buys cocaine. The same amount of money. It's the character of the person that determines the character of the money. Let's take another one. Building wealth is difficult. Building wealth is easy. No, think. Which do you believe? Because in this environment, the truth is that most people believe that it is difficult to make money. And when you've tried, you've experienced poverty, you've experienced life, you've tried, you can't even find someone to loan you 5,000 naira. Money. So, but what do you really, really believe? Because you'll be surprised when you begin to attract a lot of money to discover that it doesn't take extra effort. In fact, the effort that some people make to be poor is the exact effort that some people make to be rich. It's just that most people who make effort to be poor don't know that they are actually exerting their energy for poverty. The difference between the two, what they think, what they believe. All I need to be rich is just one lucky break. Do you believe that? Some people do. One breakthrough. Oh God. But anybody who understands how wealth works knows it's just like going through different cycles of sowing seed, harvesting, and sowing seed and harvesting. And you experience increase along the line. It is not acceptable for me to be wealthy when other people around me don't have enough. Some people feel like that. Some of us feel guilty for being prosperous when our family members are broke. We feel guilty. In fact, that's why some people are unable to build wealth. Because they are unable to say no. They are unable to resist any demand whatsoever. Because they feel guilty for being prosperous when their family members still have needs. All rich people are fraudulent. Oh yeah, I mean, that happens a lot around here, doesn't it? Some people watch wealthy people drive their fine cars past, and you can see in their eyes that they're not happy. Some hiss, they give a hiss. In fact, sometimes they could add only. But listen, once that is programmed into your heart or spirit, you're in trouble. Because you don't see yourself as being in that class of thieves. And as long as you programmed into your brain that it is only thieves that drive brand new Mercedes-Benz S-Class or BMW X7. Only thieves. End of story. Gratefully, we thank God you are not a thief. Let me add one more. Having a lot of money creates a lot of problems. You know, because some people look at the lives of wealthy people and what they pick out are the things that are not perfect in their lives, as if being wealthy means your life will be perfect. Okay? So they just point out, look, something went wrong with his son or with the daughter. As if some things don't go wrong with the sons or daughters of poor people too. You understand? What you believe controls how you behave. And how you behave ultimately determines what you become. Whether you are conscious of it or not, what you believe secretly, deeply, on the inside, will control your behavior. So I like that man in Mark chapter 9 that Jesus spoke to. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The man said, Lord, I believe. Then he said, Lord, please help my unbelief. And sometimes that has to be our prayer. Lord, I am up against mindsets, strongholds in my mind. I'm up against experiences that stamped indelible marks and made scars.